puddle of water at the bottom of his hole. He stuck his head in the hole and licked the dirt.
He dug deeper, and as he did so, more water seemed to fill the hole.
He couldn't see it, but he could feel it, first with his fingers, then with his tongue. He dug until he had a hole that was about as deep as his arm was long. There was enough water for him to scoop out with his hands and drop on Zero's face. Zero's eyes remained closed, but his tongue poked out between his lips, searching out the droplets. Stanley dragged Zero closer to the hole. He dug, then scooped some more water and let it pour out of his hands into Zero's mouth. As he continued to widen his hole, his hand came across a smooth, round object. It was too smooth and too round to be a rock. He wiped the dirt off of it and realized it was an onion. He bit into it without peeling it. The hot, bitter juice burst into his mouth. He could feel it all the way up to his eyes, and when he swallowed, he felt its warmth move down his throat and into his stomach. He only ate half. He gave the other half to Zero. "Here, eat this."
"What is it?" Zero whispered.
"A hot fudge sundae."
Stanley has found an onion buried in the ground near Big Thumb. And after eating nothing but sploosh for days, anything would taste like a hot fudge sundae, even an onion. An onion. Hey, that reminds me of the onion field that Sam used to have. Let's go back to page 107. It says that Sam's onion field was somewhere on the other side of the lake, so Stanley and Zero must have walked across what used to be Green Lake to get to the Thumb. That has to be a long way, considering Green Lake was the biggest lake in Texas. All the stories and flashbacks are beginning to connect now. Let's think about them. First, we have Stanley's great-great-grandfather, who didn't keep his promise to Madame Zeroni. Then we have his son, Stanley's great-grandfather, who was robbed by Kissin' Kate Barlow and who wandered through the desert until he found God's Thumb. Finally, we know that Stanley is connected to Zero, whose name is really Hector Zeroni. Let's go on to chapter 39 on page 173.